And we started this party now. How we started now, people? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, right? About to cut that down. But I'm trying to watch. I was watching David Chappelle and Brett Brown, you know, Need a Laugh. I don't know if they played the music on her. But they didn't play the same episode twice now, you know. It's one of those bootleg cable stations they give you, you know, 1,000 damn stations, mostly about the same thing, and a few, you know, old stuff. David Chappelle, that was something, you know, that I haven't seen in a while. And it's like, you know, that shit need to be taught in the classroom, you know. But this is the type of education, you know, we need to, somebody need to take that, like, David Chappelle show and then make it a dissertation or a curriculum, actually, you know, right? And what's his name? Dice Clay? I mean, I always mess up his name. The doctor, the physicist, Mr. Smarty Art, you know, he should take the David Chappelle show and break that down like he done did, you know, he done did shit for raps and like that. You got a whole show, you know. This nigga want to break down Jay-Z's and Tupac shit. I mean, no, I'm sorry, but it's, you know, it's like, so this is what you do with with your smartness, huh? Right? What you trying to, who you explaining this to, you know? Because this show ain't for niggas. Nigga don't need to be, nigga don't need, like, you know what I'm saying? And the whole point about some of the raps is that you feel them, you know? You don't just hear them. It's a whole living experience, day to day, while that song or other songs are playing in your head, you know, while you move throughout that summer or that fall, whatever time it came out, you know, you are transported there. Oh, my microphone is okay with y'all. I am sitting back a little bit. First show in a long time, first live show in a minute or so. So, let me introduce myself. My name is Rich Matrix. I will be your host for the duration. Welcome to Oblivion. As one, we are GP. Tupac was a prophet. Cat Williams is a prophet. David Chappelle is a prophet. And I'm the king of the North. So, nigga, I'll be chilling. So, I got some notes here. I don't know, so I've been getting sicker and sicker, right? And shit like that. Like the chemo that they had me on, it actually gave me fucking another type of, gave me brain cancer and leukemia or whatever, however. And so it's hard to talk about that shit without trying to cry or whatever. Trying to cry in that, or, you know, without, you know, trying not to cry. But I was saying that, because my mind don't work the same. I had a couple strokes. I told y'all about this when I was in the hospital, I think, you know. But my brain don't work the same. And so I had this credit card sitting around for like about the last two months, you know. I was supposed to send to my daughter. And then I would wait, and now I can't even fucking write a letter correct. You know, writing like a kid, and then, you know, can't think about what I really want to say to her. And that was part of the reason I was putting it off for a long time, you know, because I didn't know, you know, I don't know what to say to her or, you know, how, you know, it's like, I don't know. With me, I can relay how I feel or things, you know, a story. I can tell a story, you know, and for right or wrong or however good or bad, I wanted my daughter to hear my story. You know, I wanted my son to hear my story also, you know, even, you know, all of the kids, you know, they're supposed to be mine or not mine and things like that. So I didn't send her the damn card. I just sent it off, you know, like I did send her off. I hope she got it, you know, I ain't getting no response, but my phone been messed up, but you know, so I don't know. Who knows? Right. My phone been messed up. They got me locked up. Somebody stole my phone, people, right? And I guess they fucked it up and got it locked up, and they couldn't do nothing with it. And then I figured out who had it. And so he just eventually gave it to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no trouble. I'll shoot somebody. But this nigga, I get the phone back, and now I can't use it because it's locked up. And Spectrum gonna tell me I got a contract. Fucking Samsung, because they're the only ones that can lock it. But you the ones, you know what I'm saying? They're the one. I mean, like, it comes from them, though. You know, it comes from there. And then I didn't have my other number transferred over to the other phone. So not only can I not use the other phone, I can't even get any calls or make any calls on either phone because the other phone is off this network now. You understand? Shit is ridiculous, right? I don't know. It's like customer service, you know. Maybe it is a test. I keep on asking, right, test of patience or being patient. And every time I get into a situation where I need patience, I inevitably fail. And then, you know, I guess it's the excuses. Like, I mean, this is the 10th time, this is the 11th time, this is the 12th time, you know, and it's just a little bit, you know, like after, you know, I mean, I've made calls into this company over different people. Everybody swear they're going to help me. People listen to you talk for 5 minutes and say, oh, I need to transfer you to somewhere else. You have to start the conversation all over again. I mean, it's just, I just, you know, and like, but like, my point is that they take notes, you know what I'm saying? The little motherfuckers leave notes to each other. And, you know, I think if you're deemed or, you know, hostile or anything like that, then, you know, they're not so inclined to help you or even point you in the right direction. That's just my personal opinion. This phone is just ridiculous, you know? And then I got a bill due, and they want me to pay this damn bill. I got to pay this bill, but I'm so damn mad. I ain't got my phone. I don't have anything. And, like, this is, I mean, like, I keep telling them, like, when the phone was gone, they were supposed to be getting me another phone. I should have just went that route because they wanted me to pay a fucking deposit, though. I wasn't fucking about to buy and pay no deposit. and so I sit up there and, you know, like, patience, right? I waited because I was going to go prosecute the dude, you know, because I had to get a police report, right, to send it to them and all this other stuff. So I cut the phone, you know, that's a good thing. But now, you know, it's been almost another month because that was a month, okay? Now it's been almost another month. Of stuff going on. Well, let me get something to drink. Hello, hello. Okay, my fault. Probably should have diluted that with some water, because that Hawaiian punch, I don't know, it's not that thick, but you know, it all leaves an aftertaste in your mouth. Are we here now? Can you hear me? What am I doing? See, I wouldn't be right. I've been trying to get to these visuals, people, but I lost more weight. It looked terrible. Not motivated to jump up on a fucking video camera. Where was I? Anyway, they planned another different episode of Dave Chappelle. You know, want to listen in?
Auspicious debuts in modern times. I'm talking, of course, about your portrayal of Private Jackson in Fighting Charlie with Mr. Charlie. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Here it is. Thank you. Your breathtaking Oscar-nominated performance.
Who one of was? I don't remember this that much. Moon, Charlie, what's his name? I'm tripping. I can't even remember his name right now. But, Mooney. Paul Mooney. You know, I had just seen a clip with him. I don't know. Probably missed it. Did you know that he used to do ones with, you know, ex people about black people or, you know, I know black people? No, that's another segment. He just talked about hunkies. That's all. Yeah, I know I don't say white, so hunkies or pinky, I don't know. Caucasian sounds too proper. I don't know your mama. All right, moving on. Tory Lanez, let's cover a news story late, but better, it's better, you know. Instead of all the speculating, because I will say this, that girl that was out there campaigning for Tory and took her notes, you know, the whole trial, you know, I figure her notes were proper and everything like that, but her fine ass, she made me think that that nigga was going to get off. It was funny though, like, but that morning though, before they read the verdict, Star had made a show, and he was like, "That nigga going down." He said, "Instead of California, somebody got to pay for that firearm." You know, like they pay too many taxes for that shit to go on. You know, as he said, you know that was gonna happen. What's up, Marcus? Appreciate you popping in. But yeah, somebody had to go down for that gun. But if you listen to the TikTok, the bloggers and stuff like that, you know, a lot of them was saying that, you know, he gonna go free because they was all lying. I mean, you know, like I have heard enough and read enough it seems like they was all lying. I mean, she lied, right? Megan lying about fucking him and fucking whoever else and all this other point, but she lied to the police about to the America, to the public, you know what I mean, to the police, to everybody about fucking this nigga. The other broad lied, you know, about everything. And then Megan, and then Tory, he ain't, like, I don't know, somebody said that he should have kept his mouth shut. And that's the only thing I could say, you know. He didn't take the stand, so you don't know, you know, what he would have said. But, you know, it wasn't that many. I wasn't seeing a lot of people saying that he was going to get convicted. I mean, from the black side, I guess. From the nigga side. But, I don't know. It's like, that's all I really had to say about that. There was another story that had been taking up a couple of days of news. I forgot. They killed that girl in Walmart. She thought that shit was a movie. Had the gun down by her side. Talking about what you want? Pow, pow. Dead, dead. Poor baby. Poor baby. You know? It's messed up. God bless the dead. So, right, my co-host, right, I ain't fucking with that nigga no more for a while, probably never, cause, you know, it was, you know, I've been sick, right, and like before, I was like, before I got, you know, went for a turn for the worse or however, you know, I was trying to make more shows, you know, I was going to give him, like, I don't know, some type of power, like a channel, you know, create his own channel on my thing, you know, off my link or however it goes. And so he could talk his shit when he wanted to. But he was calling me, you know, more often, you know, somebody checking on me and shit like that. But the thing about it is, I was paying this nigga, you know what I'm saying? You know? Paying for his company, paying to try to help him, you know, to do a couple of things, do something different than he be doing, or whatever the fuck he be doing, you know what I'm saying? And about, like, about how, you know, with my personality, anybody else that's willing to fucking sit with me, you know what I'm saying, it would be gold, you know? But, you know, it was because I was paying him. The nigga was calling me every fucking day. You see what I'm saying? And that shit got on my nerves. And so, like, because it wasn't, you know, it's not like you called me. Well, I guess he was calling to do the show. So I guess it was my feelings also tied up in that. Because, you know, and I said, right? I mean, I said, but like, I stopped, cause I gave him $20 the first time, you know, like, you know, they go down, gave him $10 the second time, you know, I gave him $20 the second time, but I didn't buy him nothing to drink or nothing to smoke or whatever, like, buy your own shit. Then I went down to $10, then went down to, you know, he wanna go, it's the whole point, he wanna go get high, whatever drug of choice he have, and buy like two fucking cheap ass 24-ounce cans of fucking Old English, and then get up on the motherfucking microphone and talk shit, or nod out, or, you know what I'm saying, be incomprehensible for a whole, you know, shipments of time. You know, like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? You just talking to be talking and all that type of stuff like that. It's like, I don't have time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying. It's not just a free-for-all, laggy gag show. You know what I mean? I never try to be like that. Welcome, whoever came in. What's up, what's up, what's up, Marcus? He's laughing. I know that's right. But I never try to be that type of show. You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in the upside down, so, like, I want to be real as I could be, but it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't make sense to people that's already living on fucking Fantasy Island, you know? You call people white in this world. You call people black in this world. and these people are not these colors. And then you have one group of people that act like this motherfucking color is the shit, and you know, this is a team thing, right? Or but they don't look nothing like white. Just before motherfucker pass out, that's about it. That shit is veins and pink and different colors, you know. But my whole point is about it just being not correct and being a mind fuck, you know. Oh, you black, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. And you white, huh? Okay. You know what I'm saying? And we just accepted this shit. Like, and I'm old enough to know, like, if it's this way, then it's this way the people want it. This is the way the system wants it to be for this time right now. I mean, it's not, or they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, they do know, but they don't know. Or they don't, I mean, like, well, the people that it benefit, it's like, this is why I'm mind fucked, because I'm one of the motherfuckers, the shit don't make no sense, you know? And if I try to explain it, then I don't make no sense, because, you know, and the only thing I could go back to is there's no such fucking thing as a white fucking person. And then you can go back, you know, into, like, the history, you know, about how people had nationalities. People come from other places. People come from places, people. You know? And it's like, it's the same thing about how you don't talk about, right, you can't talk about Jews, but you can't talk about Nazis. But Nazis are Germans, though. So you can't talk about, you can talk about Nazis bad, but you can't talk about German people bad. The motherfuckers was, right, who, they was German before they was Nazis. Shit like that. I'm back. You know, like I said before, I'm trying to get my mind together and keep it together, right? You know, my dog, my God, my nosy people, y'all know the show. People that have been with the show from the beginning know what I'm talking about. But I need to just do stuff myself, you know? Like, just like now, like, I'm not even sitting at my desk, you know? I'm sitting on my bed with a chair pulled up. and, you know, that's okay. Change it up a little bit. I hope y'all can hear me okay. I already talked about my life, so that's cool. Like, Dave Chappelle, right? That nigga ain't funny. He's hilarious. That's me. Like, that's how I say myself is, like, not funny, I'm hilarious. I wonder what they're playing right now. I think this is the first season, so a lot of these I don't even remember. It's amazing, right? Was it two seasons or three seasons, actually? I think it was three seasons, and then they did a dumbass fourth season, right? Let's see what they're talking about.
So, a huge heart, generosity, and courage have saved America. You're the champ. I know I am. I beat everybody I faced, and I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. Right.
I think
I'm going to take a bath with my daughters. They can learn something from you. I heard you have a 16-inch penis. 18. Well, who's counting? Dave Chappelle. Written and directed by Dave Chappelle. Yeah, give me one of them. Yeah, please. I get that right.
I thought that would might have been the one where the cops asked him to come in nicely and everything. And he could take care of his RICO case. And then for the lawyer or whoever the businessman was, right, businessman, they busted his shit. killed the dog, beat his ass. you know, the opposite of right of what happens now. Things like that, you know, it's like, you know how creative, right? You see how much creativity it takes just to come up with that type of stuff. But it's something that it's an everyday life thing for us, you know, to have to go through that duality of, you know, two different things. And then my point is that, like, it's too many of us that act like this shit is okay, you know? It's like, it's not about, like, a revolution or anything like that. It's about, if you're going to be on a team, then, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if you're going to be a nigga, right, then you on Team Black, then why don't you act like you're on Team Black? You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole problem is that we still think we Americans, you know what I'm saying, before we fucking, we niggas. You know what I'm saying? And they've been nigga checking everybody. Never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. So if y'all think that I'm saying something derogatory, we're wrong. But they've been nigga checking everybody, you know? Never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Tupac was a prophet. Right? Kyrie, Kanye. Right, I heard Whoopi didn't open her mouth. I heard her Whoopi didn't put her foot in her mouth again about something, you know. And she wasn't even like a real fucking. She just changed her name, you know, so she can get more work. You know, Whoopi Goldberg sounded like a white girl name. You know, she was being an asshole from the beginning of her career. You know, like that's the original. That's White Lives Matter right there in her fucking name, Whoopi Goldberg. You know, that's the craziest shit ever, ain't it? It's a stage name. Right, it's funny how I think her and Queen Latifah's first name is Karen. Right? Karen is an asshole name for women. It just goes with the territory. Her Ashley was a slutty name for white girls, right? Karen gotta be a fucking demon time for white girls. What else am I talking about, people? I already talked about my daughter. I wish I would have known what I know now. I mean, it's not about like the knowledge, or however, like, you know, of knowing things like people usually do. I'm just talking about the revelation, you know, God being basically a bitch, you know. And if you're not careful as a man, you know what I'm saying, you will fall into that bitch category with them, right? It's not that they the female, right? It's not... Man, she a bitch. That's right. That's what they call a female dog. But they just call us dog. This bitch got a title. You understand? You know what I'm saying? It's things like that, people. You know, welcome to church. All right, I got these. I'm gonna pay for this stuff. I do not know how. Somebody need to email me something. Show me how to fucking monetize my channel so I can get the stuff going and leave something to the next generation. More than just words. More than just words. Because y'all know you already know I know all the answers. It's just the questions that fuck me up. I can answer anything. I know answers to questions that only a handful of people may know the answer to. You know? I mean, I'm not talking about Well, one riddle and a couple of them I made up. I figured out. Only I. Oh, that's a good one. Remember when they did The Real World? Charlie Murphy was on there. he took that white boy girl. All right, people. All right. That's good enough for now. You know what I mean? 30-minute show, huh? It used to be, that was the beginning. I remember in the beginning before I wanted to get my star and Joe Budden on. You know, I was going to do 30-minute shows and stuff like that. But then that changed. Just got to run in my mouth a little bit more and more. But I'm okay. You know, with a guest, I guess it has to be more than one person, or you have to be doing stuff on the internet, you know, and having like your audience as the second or as the co-host, you know, something of that sort. But I do appreciate everybody that's stepped in to today's chatter matter. And until next time, I'll catch you guys later. Peace, and I'm out. For the editing. All right, y'all, I'm out. As when we are GP, TNC as a church, you can send donations. $ TNC Preach. All one word. PayPal, same thing, TNC Preach. Maybe somewhere on this place right here, you can send me some money. As soon as I have a game plan, or, you know, the water is flowing down river, you know, a little bit more, I tell y'all what type of boat, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be riding in, or which boat we got to build first, you know. To make the journey. And I would figure out a system where everything could be transparent for, you know, 90% of it, or however, you know, more than anything you ever seen in your life, so you know where the money is going, and it's going somewhere, you know. But anyway, I can dream, right? I don't need no money. I'm already rich. I need y'all money so we can save the kids, bitch. I'm sorry. All right, y'all. I'm out.